Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We want to tell everybody right off the bat at 4:20 this afternoon, we got the skipper of the LSU Tiger baseball team, Jay Johnson, will join us. And so great to get to talk to Coach Johnson, winning the national championship, all the ceremonies and things that happen along with it. And it didn't take him long. He's right back recruiting because, as Charlie pointed out to you, LSU got a verbal commitment today from the left-hander from North Dakota State, Danny Lochinmar, freshman last year at North Dakota State, southpaw, 38 innings pitch, 56 strikeouts, 2.37 ERA in 2025. But here's the deal. You either get him or you got to face him. Because it came down to LSU and Arkansas for Lochinmar. So he just recently had visited the Razorbacks baseball program and University of Arkansas. So you were able to get one away. But, you know, in this day and age, Charlie, either signing them or you got to play against them in the SEC.
Yeah, we always hear from Jay Johnson about the recruiting efforts from Dave Van Horn and the Arkansas Razorbacks and how they're always right up there as far as the best recruiters in all of college baseball. Jay Johnson's throwing his hat in the ring as well over the last few years. And, you know, I know that he said it after they won the national championship. If you're a pitcher and you're in the portal, and like, where would you rather be than with Nate Yeske in this LSU baseball program?
No question about it. And so, again, a big verbal commitment today from North Dakota State's Danny Lochinmar, who a lot of people in Arkansas thought they had him, that he was headed that way. But again, great recruiting by Jay Johnson, and we will have him on the Big 870 WWL at a little after 4:20 today. Still repercussions from what happened last night. Pelicans with two first-round picks. A little bit of a surprise, Jeremiah Fears falling a couple spots later than a lot of people thought, ends up in the lap of the Pelicans. Charlie, everything I've heard about him has been really good from almost every angle. The controversial part is they move up in round one to the 13th overall pick in a deal with Atlanta to acquire Derek Queen. And it's not that Derek Queen is not a talented player. We've talked about Derek Queen on this show. We had Coach Sadler on from Nichols State, who was part of the recruiting process for Queen when he was still at University of Maryland. But you gave up your first-round pick, the second one, but you gave up an unprotected 2026 first-round pick. And, yes, Queen is talented, but you really, this is a roll of the dice and a risky pick. It goes to show you, Joe Dumars is either going to come out looking great with this if Queen turns out to be a cornerstone piece, or you've given the Hawks a very early pick in the 2026 NBA draft.
So before we talk about all that, because Joe Dumars is a gambler, I mean, he's showing that very, very early.
He showed it.
very, very early in his tenure with the Pelicans, and he is not afraid to make moves. Now, just talking about the picks that they made, because we'll have plenty of time to discuss, you know, the value and the risk that they took with moving on from that future first round pick on top of the 23rd overall pick to jump up 10 spots and take Derek Queen. Joe Dumars, just like listening to him talk after the selections, he raved about both guys. And I think, Mike, when you're looking at the 18-year-old Jeremiah Theers and the 20-year-old Derek Queen, they're both super high upside plays. Now, I think the floor for Jeremiah Theers is a little bit lower. You heard Mark Cook's analysis of it during the Sports Flash. Theers is someone that I think has a very high ceiling, but there's some things that he needs to work on. He's 18 years old. That's obvious. He has defensive flaws because of his size. He's 6'2 and a half at the point guard position. He's a smaller point guard, but at the same time, you know, we talked about this last night, Steve and I did, when we were evaluating him. The word that he kept hearing come up with Jeremiah Theers was dynamic. Every time he had the ball in his hands, he was making something happen. He was putting pressure on the defense from the point guard position, even if he is a little bit ball dominant. Now, Derek Queen is fascinating to me, Mike, because as a big man, as Mark Cook had also mentioned, I played it in the Sports Flash there, he's like a 6'10", 6'11 guard. He has such a high basketball IQ, as Joe Dumars had pointed out last night as well, and he's someone that can just plug and play right off the bat for this Pelican front court that desperately needed some help. I've heard comps for, you know, Derek Queen all across the board, and all of them are salivating to me because you're talking about the high-end comps of like a Boogie Cousins or an Alperen Şengün with the Houston Rockets and like Domantas Sabonis, this really advanced offensive big man. And at 20 years old, it's worth a swing. You know that there's the connection with Troy Weaver as well that we'll talk later about as well. But they obviously had both of these guys very, very high up on their boards. They wanted at least one of them, but the fact that they came out with both, it's two really big swings at the plate for this Pelicans team. And if they hit on both, I mean, they're cooking with some gas.
Well, my thing about it is, one, you got to get healthy, and both these guys have helped you when you add them to the roster offensively. Now, right, can you get better on the defensive side? And I think that's the question mark for both of the young men. And you understand, you know, with Fears as an 18-year-old, he wasn't really a great defensive player. And he turned the ball over quite a bit. But, you know, you look at what Queen brings to the table. He isn't this big, bulky, big man. No, he is a smooth athlete that can shoot the ball, passes it extremely well, and he can run the court. So let's see what happens on the defensive side of football. Again, it's a risk. And, you know, that's all it's about a lot of times, risk and reward. And I think last night you saw Joe Dumars say, you know what, I'm willing to take that risk. Let's see if it pays off for the Pelicans. When we come back, we'll have on with us the head coach of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Jay Johnson, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. And while we try to connect with Coach Johnson, Charlie, the second round of the NBA draft starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Pelicans have the 40th overall pick, so there'll be one other player added to the roster for the Pelicans. And interesting here that the second round is not like the NFL draft. Man, a lot of people, they as much interested in round two as it is in round one. That's not quite the case when you look at the NBA. They look at second round far different than what we would look at as an NFL second round pick.
I think the second round of the NBA draft is closer to like round six and seven of the NFL draft.
Pretty
in all
close.
Honesty, Mike. Like, you're talking about guys that maybe you can hit, and it's almost similar to like day three of the NFL draft, because there are some good players that can come out of round two, but it's almost kind of few and far between. Like, you're kind of looking for guys that can fill in bench spots or rotational spots for this, you know, roster. And for the Pelicans, there's still a couple of interesting pieces out there. I know, you know, I used earlier, you know, the bite from CBS Sports, and they had kind of previewed some of the best players available. The one that stands out to me, Mike, and he's not a very high ceiling guy, but he's kind of a high floor guy, is Kalkbrenner, the center from Creighton, who's a true 7-footer. He's been at Creighton for a while, so he's kind of an older prospect coming out. And we talked about the big man room for this Pelicans team. You added Derek Queen already, but adding a second center with the 40th overall pick, if he's available, I think would be a good move.
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I know I've talked to Mark Cook about it, and that a lot of times guys that will go the 4 years of college, it's a negative for them. They fall in the draft. You know, teams will give me that shot at that 18, 19-year-old. I think I can develop them. You know, the guy that spends the 3 to 4 years in college somewhat gets overlooked, and we see it in the NBA. You know, it's just part of the game, the way it's played today, where I think most NBA teams, they take a glimpse at a guy in 1 year. They see some potential there. I'm going to pick him over the veteran. That's just the way it is.
Right. And, you know, as far as Herb Jones goes, that's kind of what happened with him. That's
it
part of the reason why he fell into the second round. And the Pelicans obviously made out like a bandit with him in the 35th overall selection a couple of years back. So, you know, there's some guys that are interesting on this board. The one that Finkelstein brought up from CBS Sports was Noah Penda. You know, I heard Rashear Fleming, the St. Joseph's power forward from Gary Parish. You know, some other guys like Arkansas's Adudero is up there too. There's still some fascinating players. It's about if any of these guys can fall to the 10th pick of the second round, where the Pelicans are currently selecting at the 40th overall pick.
Yeah, and again, it's not looked at the same from the NFL level and a second round pick, and even Major League Baseball, because there are guys there. Because of the fact that high school players get involved, a lot of times a guy that has maybe played a couple years, you know, in the collegiate level, he falls out of round one and you get him into the second round. So it's a totally different look at the draft and what it is in probably any other sport. Also today, it was announced the NFL has suspended Justin Tucker 10 games. You know, Tucker was the guy that looked to be going on an NFL Hall of Fame career. And then, geez, kind of the bottom fell out where 16 different massage therapists have accused him of sexual misconduct. At his age, at 36, you wonder if his career is over with. The Ravens have already moved on from Justin Tucker, but serious allegations here that most likely will end up him having to do stuff in civil court to kind of coordinate everything on that end. But looks as though quite possibly, the career of one of the best field goal kickers in the history of the NFL may have come to an end today.
Mike, the interesting thing was that he had already kind of seen a little bit of a decline this past season, especially from long distance. There was reports that, you know, every time he would attempt a 50-plus yard field goal attempt, it was always kind of, I don't want to say the yips, because it's not really that with Justin Tucker, but he had declined in productivity. I mean, he was a Hall of Fame player for many, many years with the Baltimore Ravens, but the decline on the field was there, and then the off-the-field stuff comes out, and it all just kind of combines to say, yeah, you're expecting his career to be over.
You wonder a little bit if, you know, I think he kind of foresaw the tsunami fixing the hit, and it affected his game. You know, the off-the-field stuff, I think, affected his game, no doubt about it, in 2025. So we'll see, you know, if it's over with or not with him. And again, in 2024, he wasn't nearly as accurate a field goal kicker as we've seen in the past, where we were talking about 88% to 90% hit on field goals. The one missed extra point, we all remember when the Saints were playing the Ravens that year, they ended up winning that game, and it was just a look on his face when he missed it, because he had not missed an extra point in high school or college. The Saints ended up winning that game because of that missed extra point. We come back, we'll have a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillia along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, there's only one guy that can get introduced in 2025 as the manager of the College World Champs in baseball, Coach Jay Johnson. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coach. It's been a whirlwind of events since winning the championship, and this is something that stuck in my mind I wanted to ask you about, because I remember talking to Sean Payton about this after they won the Super Bowl, and he was like, Mike, it passed so fast. You know, you win it, you celebrate a little bit, and he said, man, my mind all of a sudden switched toward, what I'm going to do in free agency. What are we going to do come draft time? What is my, you know, staff going to look like? He said, you know, it's just part of being a coach. You always worried about the next thing. So was the second time winning it any different than the first time winning the College World Series?
Yeah, first off, they both were awesome. I think the first big difference was how the game ended. I mean, in 23, we were at 18-4. In the ninth inning. And I remember not even thinking we were going to win it until we got like one out in the ninth on defense. And it all kind of hit me with a bunch of emotion and started tearing up and crying. And this time the tying run was at the plate. I had two guys up in the bullpen, was thinking about what we were going to do next. And then we get a ground ball double play. We're national champs and my coaches were hugging me, choking me, whatever. It was crazy, the difference in that part of it and how that unfolded. As far as the after, just an awesome night in Omaha. And it was a different feeling and like almost like I didn't want this season to be over because of how well our team handled the schedule, competed in the games. All of those things were everything you dream about as a coach, how we executed. And just super proud of them. And just to be able to do that, you know, coming on the heels of only having 12 returning players that had played in a game last year, just super proud. And celebration last night was awesome, but I can understand Coach Payton's sentiments because the last 3 days have been full of player meetings with our current players, recruiting calls, and working on trying to get back to Omaha next year.
Coach, I think there's a false narrative by some that they say, oh, this wasn't a real talented team. And I'm like, what? You understand those pitchers that LSU won with you know, with Cade and Anthony Ionson, they're going to be pitching in the majors real soon, most likely Chase Shores, Jared Jones. But I think the one great thing about sports, a lot of times talented players maybe put aside individual goals, betterment for the team. And I thought that was the hallmark of this 2025 LSU team, of how well they played together as a team.
There's no question about that. And it's kind of funny. I have a roster in front of my face here, you know, when questioning the talent. There will be no fewer than 21 professional baseball players on this team. That's a lot. And so I would argue with the talent thing. You know, not necessarily in this year, but over the total of 3 years. But what you just said is that's what was exceptional about them is the collection of talent becoming a team. Our motto for the year was tough and together. And we really had to work on the together part because the players were coming from a lot of different buckets of freshman transfer portal, returning players, junior college. And they absolutely did that. And we had guys not only accept roles, we had guys embrace roles. And I talked to a lot of them in their individual meetings. Like, their attitude about how they did that was a significant component to this national championship. And I think that's maturity and makes me really proud of them.
You know, Coach, I wanted to highlight Cade Anderson, who was the ace all season long for your program, the draft-eligible sophomore. And I know that MLB.com has him ranked as the number 2 overall prospect. I know that you shared your thoughts that he should be in the Washington Nationals organization very, very soon here. I want to get your thoughts, though, on just the spectacular 2025 campaign that he just had and how it ended, right? You get to Omaha, you have that first game against Arkansas, and you said if you wanted to get where you wanted to go, you had to go through them. Cade Anderson throws 7 innings, only gives up 1 run against Arkansas, and then he follows that up with a complete game shutout of Coastal Carolina in the College World Series Finals, you know, combining for 16 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, 17 strikeouts, and 2 wins in Omaha. He really, I don't want to say he saved his best for last because he was so good all season long, but he was just a very, very special player for you.
Yeah, special is the only way to describe Cade. And I'm talking about much more than just the excellent pitcher with 4 pitches, strikes, toughness, competitiveness. I mean, he's one of the best pitchers I've ever coached, and this season will go down as one of the best pitching seasons in LSU baseball history. You're talking about a phenomenal human being that always positively affects anybody else that he's around. And had my exit meeting with him today, and you know, it was kind of sad because, like, that's a guy that doesn't come around very often and would have loved to have kept him for another year, but he's the best, and it's his time, and the Washington Nationals better not screw it up. Cade Anderson is your number one pick in this draft.
Coach, one of the things is I've had a few people call and ask about this. How much time have you spent maybe over the last 24, 48 hours with maybe players that didn't see a lot of playing time? And listen, we live in this era of transfer portal, NIL, all this other stuff, that movement is always going to be there. To convince them to come back, that they have that opportunity here at LSU, because we've seen it before with other clubs that have winning ways and guys leave. They feel as though maybe opportunity is better for them somewhere else, maybe a little bit more money somewhere else. How much time have you spent with maybe players that didn't have a lot of time on the field this year and convincing them, hey, you're going to get that time next year if you earn it?
Yeah, I think, first off, the guys that have left or are going to leave, they've pretty much left, maybe with one exception. Everybody else has at least indicated to me face-to-face that they're returning now. You've seen that change before, you know, but pretty strong bond with this team. Now, to your point, the guys that were maybe just on the periphery of being everyday players, there's certainly going to be more opportunities. You know, Jared Jones is going to move to professional baseball. Danny Dickinson is going to move to professional baseball. Chris Stanfield is going to move to professional baseball. Michael Braswell is going to graduate. Luis Hernandez is going to graduate and move to professional baseball. Ethan Fry probably going to move to professional baseball. So, I mean, those guys, if they have any confidence in themselves at all, know that there is a ton of opportunity with our team next year, and some already decided to leave, and we're not going to judge them for that. But if you believe in yourself and you were on this national title team, you know, there's a good chance for them, and we let them know it, but you got to believe in yourself that you can play and get the job done. Otherwise, LSU is not the spot for you.
Coach, before I get into some of the returning players, because I know you talked a lot about the freshman class that you had this year and the work that went into it, but you brought up Jared Jones, and, you know, back-to-back seasons of over 20 home runs. He leaves LSU with two championship rings, despite being only here for 3 years in Baton Rouge. Just a legendary career for your first baseman who, you know, at the plate was a great slugger, a really good defensive first baseman as well. Just want to get your thoughts on Jared as he leaves the program.
Yeah, I love him first and foremost, and I'm so proud of him. I mean, I don't know if it's because he was, you know, behind some big name guys when he was a freshman. But he did hit 14 homers last year, or that year. He hit 28 last year, and he ended up with like 22 this year, and he won two national titles. That sounds like a legendary career, you know, to me. And, you know, this national championship would not have happened had he not returned this year, and I'm very thankful for that. And I hope he's remembered as one of the winningest players in LSU baseball history and made a great impact. He was a great leader. And I'm excited to see his career, you know, going forward into professional baseball.
Coach, what happened as a freshman for Derek Curiel? I mean, that's not a lot of guys that can do that. People say, well, baseball's baseball, just like they tell me football's football. Yeah, right. That's a difference between high school baseball and football and college, the same as it is from college to the pros. But what Derek did this year was remarkable. His poise as a young man. He didn't seem overwhelmed with the jump up in talent and having to play against the best of the best when you're playing in the SEC. Your thoughts year one for Derek Curiel?
Yeah, pretty special player, very skilled player, loves baseball, loves to compete, winning type player. And the best is still yet to come. You know, he'll be our center fielder next year, and everybody will get to see how good a defensive center fielder that he is, and very much looking forward to that. But we don't win a national championship without him, and you're right, very, very uncommon for a young player to be able to do what he did this year.
You know, Coach, I wanted you to kind of build a little bit on that with the freshman group that I kind of alluded to earlier, because it feels like the foundation is in place with some of these guys that got playing time. As you mentioned with Curiel, but also Cason Evans, who was a lead on the mound out of the bullpen and as a starter in postseason play as well, too. Cooper Williams, who kind of saw a little bit of an increased role later on from the left-handed side of the mound. But even guys like Kaden Arbide, who kind of you have high expectations for, William Schmidt, Maverick Rizzi, who got some play out of the bullpen as well. Some really good foundational pieces from this last year's freshman group, which I know you talked about with other reporters that, you know, you guys put a lot of effort into recruiting that freshman class and getting all of them to campus, and they all really showed up this past year. And you kind of have high expectations for them for the future.
No question about it. I think John Pearson would be another one I would add to that crew. And there's seven of them, I believe, that are returning. And they did a great job. I mean, they were on the national championship team. You mentioned Derek Cason was elite. William, I believe, finished with a 7-0 record. Maverick Rizzi, I think he led the team in appearances. Cooper Williams, huge outing against West Virginia in the Super Regional. Pitched great in the regionals as well. Got an appearance in Omaha against UCLA. You know, Derek, you mentioned John Pearson, and Kate Arambidi is a stud and going to be at the heart of this thing. So I'm very optimistic about those guys. They're great people as well. Exactly the type of people we want to bring into this program as we try to continue to do what we've done, you know, two of the last 3 years.
Coach, one of the things sometimes assistant coaches, they don't get a lot of ink. It's player or the manager. And, you know, Bobby always says, man, you get sometimes way too much credit when you win and way too much blame when you lose. But what a great job Nate Yeske has done with your pitching staff, and especially the young pitchers and the development of those pitchers and what you'll have next year, which would seemingly on paper to be a real strength for LSU as they enter 2026.
Yeah, no question about that. And I'm glad you brought that up. Love Nate. He's a great friend. He's an excellent pitching coach. And just for the context out there, he's got to be the only pitching coach in college baseball history that's been to Omaha with four different schools as the pitching coach. Like, that's insane. Like, that's awesome. And then now he has a second national championship. And I'm really proud of the job that he did this year. I think, you know, the Cade Andersons, Anthony Iansons, really the whole staff would tell you the impact that he made on their development. He's been here 2 years. We've led the country in strikeouts 2 years in a row. So if that's not a ringing endorsement for a pitching coach, I don't know what is.
You know, Jay, we're going to get some news in the coming weeks about transfer portal news. And you kind of mentioned about with Nate Yeske, if you're in the portal and you're an elite pitcher, why would you not want to come play for this guy? Because he just made everybody better. Cade Anderson was one. But Anthony Iansons, who comes in from UC San Diego and is just fantastic all season long, kind of created that two-headed monster with Cade Anderson for LSU in their run to the postseason and eventually winning their eighth national championship. So, I mean, how good of a recruiting pitch is that for the portal guys, especially on the mound, that, hey, Nate Yeske is a great developer and we're going to get the most out of you ahead of going to the majors?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, for me, in this era of recruiting that we're in, it's a little crazy. Like, I want to be the program that players want to transfer to because they believe it can help them achieve their dream of being a major league player someday. And as a pitcher, that's what Coach Yeske, Jamie Tutko, our director of pitching development, and myself as the head coach can do. And I think that creates far more value than anything else could. Sometimes guys get their priorities messed up and they'll chase something else, maybe a little bag of money or a girlfriend or something like that. We only want guys that want to be big leaguers. And when you look at the track record, Paul Skeens, obviously, Riley Cooper, Paul Gervais just got called up to the big leagues, Luke Holman, Gage Jump, Anthony Iansons, Zach Cowan. They're not a program in the country that's doing a better job with transfer pitchers right now.
Coach, I think one of the things that gets overlooked, too, we talked about assistant coaches and what Nate Yeske certainly means to the program, but also how well you play defensively. Because, you know, everybody, you know, they love the big hits. They love the strikeouts, that sort of thing. But how well this club played on defense was really remarkable throughout the season.
Man, it warms my heart that you brought that up. I think we finished as the best defensive team in LSU baseball history. So I'm super proud of that. I think that was a major contributing factor to us winning the national title. And it makes me very, very proud as a coach that we were so fundamentally sound. And how appropriate was that? We won the national title with the last play being a 4-6-3 double play because the infield this year was absolutely spectacular.
Coach, a lot of people bring it up and from outside our region is, man, LSU, they travel everywhere, LSU fans. And, you know, it was like a home game, you know, in Omaha with this. I had one sportscaster in New York tell me, do any of them have jobs full time that they can travel for that particular deal? But you saw the passion for LSU baseball. I have a neighbor of mine, and I know I've told you the story already. He says, there ain't no four seasons anymore, okay, in this world. There ain't no spring, summer, winter, fall. It's LSU football, LSU baseball, and I travel. And he travels all over. But it really is something to see the passion for LSU baseball with their fans.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. You know, it's one of those chilling moments when you're on the line in Omaha and they finish the national anthem and everybody says it's the home of the Brave and they say it's the home of the Tigers. It's literally one of my favorite things in life and something I don't take for granted. And the way they showed up there, again, made for a special experience. Now, I was a little worried about them because Arkansas had more fans than us the first game. So next time I don't want them to wait till we get to the finals, but we had a decided advantage, you know, there in the finals, and I'm very thankful for our fans for that.
Coach, it was so funny. We had our Bayou Region Hall of Fame last Wednesday. And so it ended right as the ninth inning and you guys are coming up to bat. So everybody's trying to get out of a parking lot all at the same time. And when the outfielder for Arkansas either slipped or misplayed the ball, it was kind of a hard shot at him. You heard every break just squeal. And people were blowing their horns. I mean, you had to be there to really appreciate it, how nobody left. Everybody's in a big hurry to hurry up and leave. But then all of a sudden now, okay, they're listening to it on the radio, and they hear what's happening. And it really is a moment that sort of etched with me, just to hear all those breaks kind of kicking at one time. And then you hear the horns blowing because you ended up tying the game.
Yeah, amazing, and I love hearing those stories, and just, you know, there's no place like it. There's no fans like our fans, and I'm very grateful. You know, I chose to come here knowing what the expectations were, and chose to come here largely because of the support and the following, and love hearing things like that. It makes me really proud.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. We know it's a busy time, and you still out there recruiting? Trying to get players. And
yeah, I'm hanging out with you, and I'm meeting with a player in my office right now. So
there you go.
On to the next one. So
there you go. Thank you, Coach. Man, we really appreciate
all right,
it.
Guys.
And again, congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, you too. Coach Jay Johnson, the skipper of the 2025 College Baseball National Champs here at LSU. Twice in 3 years, Charlie.
And he's still recruiting. He's looking
still
for
recruiting.
Number,
I got a guy in my office. I got a guy in my office.
I'm glad you brought up the Arkansas game, though, Mike. I wish it's those high blood pressure games that you can kind of see from time to time, especially in Omaha, right? You remember the first national championship that Jay won, where you had the Paul Skeens, Rhett Lauder duel with Wake Forest, and that kind of crazy game where Tommy White walks it off. And then this year you had that Arkansas game, which was just insane. It's all part of the path to Omaha. It's part of what makes LSU's journey so fun.
You always got to have a little bit of sports luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Skill and talent's there, but you got to have a little bit of luck. And what's so funny, they got people coming out of the doors. Okay. Cause I can't drive in now, but okay. As we put it in reverse and everybody stops, everybody's like, what happened? What happened? So everybody's running to the trucks and cars to hear, they hear Chris Blair's call on what happened in the ninth inning. And then we drive a little bit farther and Jared Jones seals the deal. So, yeah, you remember those moments. We'll be back with more sports talk here to finish it off in hour number one right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of sports talk, I want to thank Coach Jay Johnson for joining us. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.